I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $70.35 per barrel to $76.30 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $64.98 per barrel to $71.77 per barrel. The Southeast Alaskan economy is revving up, but there are serious obstacles to continued growth. Namely, young families are finding it difficult to live in the region, and many are leaving. Reversing the outmigration of young people is becoming a regular refrain of economists and others who keep an eye on trends. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The issue has been in the background for a few years now. The steady economic growth in sectors like cruise tourism and healthcare is undermined by a continued shortage of housing in Southeast and by a lack of childcare. Sitka Chamber of Commerce Director Rachel Roy was the commencement speaker for the University of Alaska Southeast's Sitka campus graduation ceremony in May. Roy told the graduates that she had her first child the summer after her freshman year and continued to juggle babysitters and coursework through earning her master's degree. Roy stuck it out and encouraged her audience to do the same.
We need you. We need your skills, your curiosity, your resilience. We need your voice in research labs, in fishing boats, in classrooms, on city assemblies, and in boardrooms.
But it will take more than curiosity and resilience to keep young people in Southeast. In February, Milani Shivens presented a detailed report to the mid-session meeting of the Southeast Conference in Juneau. Many of her numbers, like the growth in jobs and wages, were really promising. But she told a story that spoke more loudly than any pie chart.
I ran into someone at the gym the other day, and I said, you know, when we're looking at these early numbers for 2024, I can tell you, just in a nutshell, the Southeast Alaska economy is great. And she said, well, tell that to my four daughters in their 20s that really want to move home and live here but can't afford to because the cost of housing is too high. And so I have a caveat. The Southeast Alaska economy is great, depending on who you are.
It wasn't too long ago that an efficiency apartment in Sitka cost about $750 a month. The March edition of Sitka's Economic Trends, published by the local Economic Development Association, reports those rents are now over $1,000. A three-bedroom unit in Sitka now goes for $2,100 a month. The four daughters Shivens heard about at the gym are a statistical sample of an even larger problem that has developed in Southeast over the last decade.
We have 6,000 fewer people of that sort of prime workforce age. We have 7,600 more seniors. But at the same time, we have 1,700 more jobs. So we're doing great on jobs. We're just struggling when it comes to having that strong workforce age population.
Prime workforce age refers to residents between the ages of 20 and 59. When prime workforce workers leave Southeast, so do their children. School enrollment in Southeast communities like Sitka has been in steady decline for at least two decades. Teacher turnover has been extraordinarily high the last few years. Sitka alone lost 14 teachers for the academic year that just ended. Sitka Representative Rebecca Hemshute is a former teacher. In an interview with KCAW, Hemshute said that she hopes an all-new teacher retirement bill now working its way through the legislature helps stabilize education and attracts a younger demographic to the state.
So when we have teachers who come here because we have, I hope, a great salary, we have great working conditions, and we offer some sort of retirement with dignity, and they invest in their community, and they raise their kids here, and they become great teachers over time, that's a win.
New housing is being built in most Southeast communities. Juneau tops the list with almost 1,200 units in the last 10 years. Ketchikan is next with 366, and Sitka third with 291. But Melanie Shiven's report suggests that it's not enough to cure the shortage or to create affordability. Basically, the downward pressure of these economic factors is greater than the surge in jobs and wages. Southeast has lost over 4,000 residents in the last decade, and the strengthening economy is not bringing them back. State Department of Labor projections show 15,000 people leaving the entire state by 2050, with 12,000 coming from Southeast alone. But Shivens and others at the Southeast Conference believe this trend is reversible, like the ghost of Christmas future, a vision of what might happen that caused Ebenezer Scrooge to make significant changes now for the better. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.